For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. A drive through the town of Nichols reveals what its residents are saying.
Recovery has been kind of slow. This is something that had never happened before, and none of us were really experienced in this.
Reverend Charles Johnson is pastor of First Friendship Baptist Church. He also sits on the town's Recovery Steering Committee. The committee was appointed by the mayor to oversee the disbursement of funds donated to the town.
We've started to move forward. We still have a long ways to go, but we are moving little by little.
Johnson's church sits across the street from Town Hall and is surrounded by many neighborhood homes. Many of those houses sit empty. One house belongs to Johnny Johnson.
It's a long process and you don't really know what to expect.
She hasn't been able to repair her home on her own. And like many of Nichols residents, Johnson is now living in the next town over.
I don't have my hopes up. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. So I'm not going to be disappointed.
Johnson says she lost everything in the storm. Standing in her yard, personal effects have spilled out of her trailer. A mold-covered chair, a beauty pageant trophy. She says she's not sure when or if she'll be able to return.
It has been quite a challenge for us, but we're coming back.
Reverend Johnson says the absence of homeowners not only impacts houses and the derelict yards they sit on, but also Sunday worship services.
Our attendance is probably half of what it normally was before the flood. They had to move to Mullins and Marion, and we have some people live in Dillon.
Both residents and town officials say despite the slow rate of recovery, Nichols is making significant progress.
$150. This is to replace HVAC and...
At a recent town hall meeting, the steering committee approved three additional projects for one of two of the town's recovery programs.
The recommendation's made and I got a motion.
As of early July, the town had over $300,000 in donated monies to fund the two programs. That's according to Rita Pratt, SBP Disaster Recovery Advisor to the town. She says that's a fluid number because donations continue to come in.
2 weeks ago, maybe now, they received $100,000 from the Physician Care Charity Grant in Columbia.
$50,000 of those funds are reserved for the Unmet Needs Program,
which are smaller projects that would complete homeowners' disaster recovery. For example, if they used all their FEMA funds and some personal funds to rebuild their home, but their flooring cover, they couldn't afford to pay for the rest of it. They would come to the steering committee as representation through case management, and then we approve or deny that.
The other program is the Owner-Occupied Housing Rehabilitation Grant Program. Pratt says as of May,
we approved, now including today, 11 projects.
And reminds residents that these two programs are only one source of recovery funding, but the first step to being accepted in any program is case management.
If that's working with Palmetto Disaster Recovery or working with Catholic Charities, that they should be reaching out for a case manager, because not just the Nichols program, but most programs are working directly with case managers. Clients would then be better vetted, and we can then trust case management to serve us properly.
In Nichols, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.